welcome to Disc Drive, the audio journal of new music. An inside look at alternative artists and their many circles of influence. Disc Drive is brought to you by Zenith Data Systems, whose personal computers are chosen by students on hundreds of college campuses across the country. Zenith Data Systems is sponsoring the Sound Decisions Music Trivia Contest. Look for it at your bookstore or computing center, or call 1-800-553-0559 for more information. Beyond the Music, a look at how musicians can affect and be affected by the world outside. Folk musicians have always had a reputation for a social conscience, and Georgia's Indigo Girls are certainly no exception. Their major label debut in 1989 brought them to the attention of a wider audience, but didn't lessen their enthusiasm for supporting the causes they think will make a difference. As we found out, for Amy Ray and Ellen Saliers, working to save the environment is part of everyday life.
Originally, we started out with the first epic album. We wanted to put a list of groups on the back that we knew were valid causes where the money went to. It's sort of like when you give your money to something, you want to know it's being used responsibly. And we had worked with these groups. We knew them. We had been in connection with them before we even got signed. And so it was our experience that these were good resources for education and awareness, and they made a difference in the world. We did that as a way to educate people, not to tell them what to give their money to, but to say, if you want more information on this kind of cause, you can write to these addresses, because a lot of times people don't have the resources to find out about things. And now, we support causes that we've always supported. We're environmentally minded, and we do a lot of AIDS benefits, and we do a lot of benefits geared towards education, which we think probably in general is the best thing all the way around, as far as educating people at a young age and making them aware of the world.
It's hard to, there are just so many good causes out there, and there aren't too many times that someone asks us to play a benefit for something that we wouldn't play if we didn't if we had the time, we'd play it. I think someone asked us to play benefit for their rugby team one time, though, and we turned that down.
Our long box is recycled and our LP cover is recycled, and we're in the process of looking for someone that is willing to do a cassette cover and a CD booklet. And if we find one, we will do anything that we print from now, from that point on will be on recycled paper. Our stationery is recycled that we write all our fan mail stuff on, and we do as much as we can as far as like what we use. And we're into banning the box and all that, but we couldn't get CBS to not have the long box, so we thought we might as well just put it on recycled paper, which is a compromise, but it's a lot better than not having it come out at all, I guess, because if we did it, it probably wouldn't make any difference. Well, it might.
Well, I woke up this morning, great dawn, the prayer on my breath. See, I lost something precious, and God will save me from losing myself. I said, I think I know what's wrong. I think I know what's wrong.
This is kind of like the pulling teeth stage of change, where people are just starting to be aware, and it won't be until it gets to a crisis point where people will say, oh man, we got to change everything. So that's what makes it difficult.
We ask a lot, though. I mean, we make a lot of demands on the company as far as awareness goes, and they're very good about it. Like right now, they really are making an active effort to find, a CD way to make the CD booklets recycled and all that stuff. And so we feel like rather than say, we just won't do our album, if they're making a conscious effort and they're really they're doing that, then we should cooperate too and make a conscious effort on our half to do something for them.
She won't recover from her losses. She's not chosen this path, but she watches who it crosses.
Like, Amy's been, like, influenced me to think about things before, like environmental things that I've just started to really look at this year that I never thought about before. I just think, like, if I had been doing a solo, as a solo artist, it would have taken someone to open my eyes to that. And I think that's the case probably with a lot of artists. If they knew they had the power to do it, then I'm sure they would develop the will to do it, because it's something, once you learn about it, you can't ignore it. You can't turn your back to it.
That's it for Disc Drive, the audio journal of new music. Disc Drive is brought to you by Zenith Data Systems, whose personal computers are chosen by students on hundreds of college campuses across the country. Zenith Data Systems is sponsoring the Sound Decisions Music Trivia Contest. Look for it at your bookstore or computing center, or call 1-800-553-0559 for more information. Listen for more exclusives from the best in new music on Disc Drive.